This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Dispatch, I've arrived at that disturbance. We have LeBron call my cell phone right away, please. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. No, can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no, 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 sir, don't stab it. No, no, stop stabbing. Stop. Oh, hold on. Hold on, it's LeBron. LeBron, hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm out here at this disturbance call, and there's a guy trying to stab another guy with a knife. What do you think I should do? Why does that matter?
Lie.
Okay, well, they're both black. One guy's trying to stab another guy with a knife. Deadly force is completely justified. Uh-huh. I see. So you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Yep. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. You're on your own. Good luck.
What a great... What a great mocking of LeBron James. It wasn't a commercial. It was a cop. And they did it amazingly. I love when he says, well, what's that matter? Well, okay, they're both black. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm going to tell you something. You know this. What I'm about to say is not that profound, even though you are here for profoundness, okay? What I'm going to tell you is not that profound. Leftists have to know the color before they can respond on anything. Teacher says racial comment to child. You might go, well, why is the teacher talking about racial comments or whatever? You don't need to know, was it a black teacher talking to a white child? What? You just go, well, give me more context. I don't even need the colors. But, man, they do. Cop kills unarmed man. Got to know the context. I'll give you a perfect example of a story like this. There was a guy who killed an illegal, and he killed a 12-year-old girl, raped and killed a 12-year-old girl. And Quanell X in Houston, Texas, said nothing, did not say a word. And I was having a debate with him. This was years ago. And I said, see, the reason why Quanell couldn't say anything, he was delayed 2 days in making a comment. I made a comment right away. I said, first of all, this person shouldn't have even been in the country. And it's pathetic that an illegal, a family is without their daughter, raped and murdered by a person who shouldn't have even been in the country. And I didn't care what the color was. I didn't care whether the guy was from Canada or Africa or wherever. He was here illegally. He targeted a child, raped and killed her. And Quanell X didn't say anything because he didn't want to upset the Latino community. The media didn't cover it. A cop, I mean, I could give you scenario after scenario where they, well, the perfect one is the one with LeBron that this cop is mocking, where he says, you know, is it okay for black people to kill other black people? I asked the question earlier in the broadcast. I said, have you ever heard of LeBron James tweeting? And maybe he has. I'm not saying that he hasn't. But have you any knowledge of LeBron James tweeting when a black-on-black crime happens that kills somebody significant, a child, for example? It just happened. I would love to see LeBron hold everybody to the same standard. That's the problem. He won't do it. Disingenuous. Anyway, I mentioned in the first hour that we... You know, you're in the midst of greatness today. I'm in awe of myself. I feel like speaking of myself in the third person today. Well, you know, when Kevin Jackson says something, people better listen to Kevin Jackson. Just the biorhythms are running high. Yeah. If you don't already think this, you very well, at the end of this broadcast, or probably somewhere in the, you know, as it's going along, you're going to say, that dude's brilliant. And Not to sound all egotistical, but you would be right. That's why you're here. It's not my charming demeanor, right? But I digress. Welcome, everybody. I want to talk to you about stuff that is pretty obvious. I predicted it, and now it's beginning to come true. Whether we're talking about, you know, predictions on racism, the transgender and how their policies are going to backfire, Chauvin, Officer Chauvin, who's in prison, and how that's going to backfire, already is. Look at the crime rates. Look at the statistics. You think it's going to get any better? And white folks, I'm going to tell you something, move to gated communities. Yeah, Cuomo, President Trump, he's on the warpath right now. Maybe we'll get to that. He's targeting Arizona's governor, Governor Ducey. Governor Dookie. That's what we should call him, Governor Dookie. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to cover. And here's what I'm gonna reveal up front. Almost everything we cover today will validate what I've been telling you for a long time. Yeah. For example, there was a study, and we're going to delve into this Wu flu crap because I think that that's a very good topic we should cover. It says this is a study. This is from CNBC. The risk of being exposed to COVID-19 indoors is as great at 60 feet as it is at 6 feet, even when wearing a mask, according to a new study by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. For those of you who don't know, that's MIT. Researchers have challenged the social distancing guidelines adopted around the world. What they're saying, in effect, people, is the mask is useless. MIT did a study, and the most brilliant minds, this is not Kevin Jackson speaking about Kevin Jackson in the third person here, okay? The most brilliant minds on the planet came to the conclusion of, well, should I say, Kevin Jackson? Wait a minute. They came to the conclusion I did. I'm talking third person. The most brilliant minds validated me. MIT Professor Martin D. Van Zandt, who teaches chemical engineering and applied mathematics. John W. M. Bush, who teaches applied mathematics and developed the method of calculating exposure to risk of COVID-19 indoors. I call it the coefficient of diffusion when I was in high school. I'm not even exaggerating that. I really did. I was speaking to a buddy of mine named Poindexter. I know that sounds like I'm making it up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This study that I'm looking at here with the MIT guys, it validates my brilliance. I was looking it over during the break. It's just fascinating that they spent this much money, and it almost feels as if they're studying me. Welcome back. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I know most of the people out there who know me know that I'm joking. But the serious part of it is that do you really need to study this? The risk of being of indoors and getting the Wu flu is, it doesn't matter whether you're 6 feet or you're 60 feet. You want to know why? Because germs disperse. That's why people, you know, look, when you're in a bar, think about it this way. When you're in a bar, if nobody's smoking and somebody lights up a cigarette, or you're in your home or somewhere where it's not smoky, you could even be outside. Have you ever smelled somebody's cigarette smoke and they're feet away from you and you go, who's smoking? And you look around, you're all, who's smoking? If you're not a smoker, you know it, because I know you've done it if you're not a smoker. If you are a smoker, I know you've done it, because you're like, who can I bum a cigarette off of? Whew, I love that smell. But the rest of us are going, yeah, God, who's smoking? And you look around, it'll be somebody feet away from you. I'm not talking 6 feet. That's obvious. You don't have to go, who's smoking if they're within 6 feet? Don't mess with me. 50 feet. And you smell the smoke, right? By the way, you'll smell that smoke whether you have the mask on or not. And that is you breathing the particulates of somebody else's breath. I know, look, it gives a whole new meaning to your dog just, you know, being in the house and you hear that infamous sound. You know you've been crop dusted. Yes. So MIT studied this, and they said they looked at the time spent inside, air filtration and circulation, immunization, variant strains, mask use, and even respiratory activities such as breathing, eating, speaking, or singing. Bazant and Bush questioned long-held COVID-19 guidelines from the CDC and the WHO in a peer-reviewed study published earlier this week in the proceedings at the National Academy of Science in the U.S., or of the U.S. We argue there really isn't much of a benefit to the six-foot rule, especially when people are wearing masks. He said in an interview, it really has no physical basis because the air a person is breathing while wearing a mask tends to rise and comes down elsewhere in the room, so you're more exposed to the average background than you are to a person at a distance. What he's saying is, you're at 98.6, right? You know this. I mean, roughly 90, it's under 99 degrees if you're healthy. The air, do this. Feel the air coming out of your mouth. Is it warmer than the surrounding air or not? Well, let me tell you, unless you're in a sauna, it's warmer. So warm air rises, and then it gets trapped up into the little circulatory thermos that are up there, and it gets moved around the room by AC, shuffling of papers, opening and closing of doors, all kinds of stuff. And ultimately, you're going to end up breathing other people's air. And if you don't believe me, then tell me this. Why do you smell smoke in a bar? Because it ultimately is going to get to you. It circulates and it gets to you. Every time a smoker goes, that's what happens. And so these guys are giving us the obvious. I love MIT. They're some of the brightest people on the planet. So he says the important variable the CDC and the WHO overlook is the amount of time spent indoors. The longer someone is inside with an infected person, the greater the chance of transmission. He says opening windows or installing new fans to keep the air moving could also be just as effective or more effective than spending large amounts of money on a new infiltration system or a new filtration system. Infiltration. That's what's happened to us. We've been infiltrated. He says that the guidelines of enforcing indoor occupancy caps are flawed. He says 20 people gathered inside for 1 minute is probably fine, but not over the course of several hours. It doesn't matter. Look, I don't care whether you have 50 people or 100 people. You're going to, if your immune system is susceptible to the Wu flu, you're going to get it. Some of you are going to get it. You're not even going to really know it. You'll be like, I feel a little different. And you'll lose your sense of smell or your sense of taste. Others of you are going to get it, and it's going to dang near kill you. And that's a very, very small percentage of people. The party scene, going out and hanging out, whatever, that not even going to impact you. And here's what cracks me up about this whole Wu flu thing is you go and sit in a restaurant. They say, now this is before the mask mandates, and now they've relaxed them a little bit. But they say, you got to walk to the table with your mask on because that's going to impact people. But the minute you sit down, you're good. Or if you're eating or drinking, you know, as long as you put the mask back on immediately, then things are good. Oh, what? If you have the disease and you drink, glug, 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 you take a breath, you just put it out into the atmosphere. All of it. There is no science to it. Zero. And Frati pretends that it's all, you know, this is scientific. He says, what our analysis continues to show is that many spaces that have been shut down, in fact, don't need to be. Oftentimes, the space is large enough, the ventilation is good enough, the amount of time people spend together is such that these spaces can be safely operated at full capacity, and the scientific support for reduced capacity in those spaces is really not very good. I remind you, these are MIT people. Refute them. Refute the validity of what MIT studies, because let me tell you something, that school is dang near irrefutable. He says, I think if you run the numbers, even right now for many types of spaces, you'll find there is not a need for occupancy restrictions. Voila! What have I said? They shut down gym. My gym got shut down. You got to see this gym. This thing is huge. When I go in there, there may be 20 people at max capacity. I've never been in there where more than, I'm going to go out on a limb because they have a room with some yoga or some other thing. But in the main facility, I can honestly tell you, I've never seen more than 25 people in there. And this building is the size of a high school gymnasium. There's no way to get sick. You're breathing and all that stuff, but I had zero problem going in there to work out. Well, they closed it down. Now I have a big problem going there to work out. He says, 6-foot social distancing rules that inadvertently result in closed businesses and schools are just not reasonable. Now, knowing this, and I've known it, I didn't need the Benzan to tell me this or MIT. What's the reason why they did it? To kill capitalists. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors have carried out a search warrant for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's Upper East Side apartment. Authorities conducting the search in relation to an alleged investigation involving Giuliani's potential unregistered lobbying for foreign governments. Former Department of Justice official Ian Pryor telling Fox News this went down very similar to a previous high-profile case.
So this is very similar to what happened with the Paul Manafort raid. You know, there's a very strict regulations at the Department of Justice that you don't talk about investigations. But look, if you want to get news out there, Conducting a raid is one way to do it.
Giuliani's lawyer saying, quote, what they did today was legal thuggery, close quote. President Biden continuing to prepare for his first address to Congress. Biden set to deliver remarks at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. Another California governor is being recalled.
With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least 9 people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the 2 men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the 2 men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah. 6 years, baby.
6 years.
It goes by real slow. Let me be clear. This is harsh.
Yeah, it is.
La da da da. La da da. La da da. La da da. La da da. I was gonna go to school until I got high.
Yeah.
Learned the constitutional rules, but then I got high.
Right.
Freedom of speech, assemble and preach. I don't know why.
Hey, hey.
Because I got high. I was gonna tell the truth, but then I got high.
What?
Say I left those guys on the roof, but then I got high.
Well, a smidgen.
Then my hard drives blowed up the proof, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
La da 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 da. You were gonna vote with your brains, but then you got high.
I need a job, man.
But that bullshit. Hope and change because you were high.
No change either.
Now your premium's through the roof, and I know why.
What will I, my doctor?
Because you're all high. Because you're all high. Because you're all high. La da 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 da.
Set up. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson here. Oh my goodness. So Princeton is going to limit its students, its white male students, that is, to 14%. Have you guys seen this? Yeah, they're going to limit the white male students. That's what's going to do it. So they're going to say, okay, white kids that earned your way, that you've got all the credentials, etc., you're going to have to go find yourself another Ivy League school, because we're going to let somebody in here that will fail because they're not ready, because we want to prove how woke we are. All we is, how woke we is. Woke we is. Here's another thing that is going to be race-based. Race-based. Forget meritocracy. If you want to know the failings of a civilization, just make stuff race-based. Here's what it says. A COVID-19 provider in Washington State, the African-American Reach and Teach Health Ministry, is prioritizing black indigenous people of color, they call them BIPOCs, in case you hear that terminology, for bookings at 4 vaccination sites across Seattle and Kent in King County. Can you imagine if they prioritized something and said white folks first, than black folks. And white folks are like, you know, it's okay. Don't say anything. You know, the BIPOCs need to be heard. I swear sometimes, y'all, I'm just going to say it. Don't try to talk me out of it. Just stop. Don't try to talk me out of it. I'm just going to say it. White people, sometimes y'all are crazy. Y'all show me how crazy you are. I can't say anything because it would be racist if I speak of their racism. Really? You wouldn't speak up and say, wait a minute. They want to really give you the shot. I covered this in another session. I made you guys understand that they want you to be mad that black folks are going to get the shot first. They want that to be your outrage. Now, this time, white people, I'm going to give you a pass. Don't say anything. Just tell them, okay, fine. Go ahead and give that shot to the black folks. Wink, wink. We get it, Negro Project. Wink, wink. We get it, Tuskegee Experiment. Wink, wink. Yeah. Give it to them. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. Boom, 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 boom. Make you holler, you had enough. That's what that shot's going to do. It's going to make you holler, you had enough. Not to go all Rick James on you. Give it to me, baby. White people are currently not eligible to book a vaccination appointment at the AARTH website. They are instead directed to join a waiting list and advise they will be notified when there is a vaccine surplus available. See? This is what I'm talking about. They think they're slick. They're not slick. They want you white folks livid. I can't believe. And you know what? I'm going to give you a pass. I am. Because the smart move here is to say, no, you know what? You go ahead. Now, it's kind of a lose-lose. Because if you say go ahead, you should say, let me just give you the real way to fight this. I want to explain the whole strategy here. If you say go ahead, no. We're willing to wait. Yeah, that's a sign of weakness. But what you want to say is, no, I tell you what, you go ahead because I know what they're doing. They want to make sure it's fit for humans, so they're testing it on you first. You go ahead, black people. If you want to be lab rats, I know where you're going, white folks listening. You're saying, is Kevin going to say it? Yeah. Go ahead. If you want to be test monkeys, go ahead. That stuff that people listen to my show are going, see, that was the money shot right there. That's why we tune into this man. He says it. A bunch of rhesus monkeys being tested. Get a vaccine. Look, go watch The Bourne Legacy. I swear. They talk about this, the virology and how viruses are like perfect ways to introduce crap into your DNA. They say it's like having a suitcase that you can fill with anything. But the tough thing is, how do you direct it to go to the right place? I was thinking about this the other day, by the way. If you are a black person and you believe that all this experimentation is going to be for the betterment of black folks, in other words, if I'm a scientist and I know how to, I've mapped the human genome and I know how to make things better, make people better, you know where I'm starting? I'm starting on white folks. I'm going to make a white dude that can leap 40 feet in the air. I'm going to make a white chick that, I mean, you talk about being able to make your non-Frankensteinian models. I'm going to make, do you think Usain Bolt is amazing? Wait till I make my white boy. You get what I'm saying? We are pissing off people who can modify the human genome. They can modify us out. I'm not trying to get conspiratorial, but it's been tried before. Yeah, white people are like, you know what? Yeah, we're mean, we're ugly people, we're terrible. Sure, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. If you don't believe there's some people somewhere that do not have my skin tone, my beautiful caramel color, going, you know what, it's at the right moment, here's the thing, we'll get rid of them, they've all taken the shot, and we'll get rid of them, and what we'll do is we'll keep enough of them around to serve our needs. Hello, the Negro Project. I'm warning black people right now. You better shut your mouths. You better get in good. I'm going to get in good with these genetic people. I want my kids to jump 40 feet without steroids. You know what I'm saying? I want, when my kid punches you, you feel like you got hit by an 800-pound gorilla. Yeah. I want, when you kick my kid, he looks at you, takes your leg and breaks it off and uses it as a toothpick, a bloody toothpick. I want my kids with those genes. I want to look down from heaven and go, oh, yeah, those are Jacksons right there. But I tell this story quite a bit, but there was a family where I grew up, the Joneses, and they were all just superior athletes. The father played for the Cowboys, Puddin, and all these boys. Chris played for Texas A&I, almost went pro. Vernon went pro for a little while till he hurt himself. Willie was a pro basketball player. I mean, it's a family of athletes. And my cousin, Aaron, married, well, he had baby daddy. He was baby daddy to at least four, I want to say six Jones kids, because he was messing around with a Jones girl. And he's more than messing around with her. And he had a bunch of kids. Those kids, athletes. And I'm not saying Aaron wasn't a decent athlete, but he didn't have that, those genetics. But look, I just, going back to this thing, are you black, indigenous, or people of color users who click no, they're directed to be on a standby list. You will be contacted if appointments become available. If black people think white folks are cut from that ilk, they are sadly mistaken. White folks will take your crap for a while and then they go, okay, enough is enough.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Are you feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy.
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. This offer is for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims do not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
I don't know. That sounds a bit like a scam to me. We better check that. Have we vetted this guy, Kevin Jackson? Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I'm Kevin Jackson. Get your reparations credits today at the Black Sphere. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, man, glad you guys are with me. Hey, while we're on the subject of reparations and racism and things like that, I know we rarely talk about things like that, but probably should. Biden administration, this is from the Freedom Beacon. Political appointees are peddling controversial language about gender and race within the State Department to pivot away from the male-dominated diplomacy, a move critics say undermines America's missions abroad. What they're saying is, in effect, that the Biden administration doesn't care who's good at what they do. They just care that the numbers match. United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield and other senior State Department staffers bring a fixation on race to diplomacy and their criticisms of America's history and internal agency policies. Multiple senior State Department officials have accused white diplomats of being complicit in systematic racism, said the agency should prioritize the hiring of women and minorities. Did I mention on this program that the Democrats are putting race in front of all kinds of things, and they want a visceral reaction from you? They don't want the reaction of, you know what, it's funny to me that you guys always want to put race and gender and stuff in front of stuff, because it's obvious. You suck at what you do. You stink at your job. The only thing you can fall back on is race and gender or sexuality or whatever. Because you know what? Guys, we just knock it out of the park, baby. We just do it. We don't complain. Can you imagine a nation founded by these putzes? Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, the Biden-appointed diversity czar for the State Department. By the way, different diversity czars for different departments, because you can't just have one. Not when diversity is running rampant in America. You better wrangle in that diversity. You need a czar, or two, or 20, or 1,000. Anyway, she took issue with the male-dominated national security sector in a podcast back in December and said, as a woman, as a minority, I was probably better prepared than my male colleagues. Certainly my European American colleagues. And she defended her remarks in the statement that she made to the Washington Free Beacon. She says, one of the challenges leaders face in the department, as elsewhere, is ensuring everyone feels welcomed and valued all the time. So what they're wanting to tell you is this. Even if you feel like you're better, somebody better recognize, because I feel better than my male white counterparts, but I don't have to be. I just feel better. So somebody needs to recognize this and correct this inequity. See, that's the E, the diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah. She says the department's rigorous entry process ensures America is represented by highly capable diplomats. I believe women and minorities gain these skills early because we must in order to be successful within our own greater American society. Really? Well, we'll get a chance to see, because Biden has racialized the whole thing. They've altered the State Department policies.
To reflect aspects of critical race theory, Biden reinstated diversity training materials at the department shortly after usurping the office. Critics said an overemphasis on identity politics distracts from the major foreign policy challenges America faces, from serial human rights abusers, and undermines the State Department's morale. Nikki Haley made a comment, but I don't care about Nikki Haley. Racist bigots is what they are, to their rotten cores. And guys, I can't even express to you how important me enunciating important is. No, I cannot explain to you the importance of what we do. Making fun of this nonsense. When I started talking about critical race theory a year ago, I want you to just reflect back. How big was it? My team started tackling 1619 a year ago, 2 years ago. Working with Heritage, etc. And I'm telling you, it was already gaining a foothold. Where is it now? Where is Black Lives Matter now? You know it's a lie. It's been proven to be a lie. It's got nothing but frauds behind it, and they get millions and millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions. Look, I know most of you listening to this program, you're just ordinary Joes. You're out there making a living. You got kids and grandkids. You want to leave them stuff. I get it. You're not the Sheldon Adelsons of the world, the Donald Trumps or whatever. But they're out there. And it's funny to me that these people, and again, people can do what they want with their money, but they seem to give it to stuff that doesn't work. I ask you, is academia more or less leftist? I'll leave you to decide. Is capitalism more or less leftist? Okay? Is a government more or less leftist? I could go on. We could play this game all day. I slap you around. You get what I'm saying. And you know what these folks seem to do? They're caught up in cults of personality. They donate money to the same organization. And don't misunderstand me. A lot of these organizations do amazing work. They keep the wheels on the wagon. And I'm going to just make this generalization. We need them all. But I think we need a different measuring stick on effectiveness. Because I'm going to tell you something. I come from the mindset of a winner. And I don't feel like we're winning much. I mean, I know how to recognize winning. I've won a few things in my life. I don't see a lot of winning here. Interesting to me. Anyway, this is what somebody said here. Hey, Nikki Haley. I will quote her. One of America's greatest domestic strengths is the recognition that we are the freest and fairest country in the world. Used to be. Others aspire to it. Enemies are threatened by it. That's why it's so destructive when the Biden administration blames America. She's trying to get back in our good graces. That's all that is. Anyway, Abercrombie with Stanley, the hyphenates, you know, is not the only senior Biden appointee who's championed such language. Senior advisor Desiree Cormier Smith, hyphenated, criticized white State Department staffers in an October podcast. He told the host, white diplomats act in an overly protective manner and do not want foreigners to sully the perfect shining city on the hill. These are the people Biden is putting in positions of power. They hate this country. Rubio said the woke State Department emboldens America's adversaries, taking focus off their own human rights abuses. And he, for once in a while, gets it right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.